Social Security Administration publication. What you need to know about your supplemental security income SSI when you turn 18. Publication number 05-11005, August 2023. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. This publication is for youth who receive supplemental security income SSI and their parents, teachers, health providers, caregivers, or representatives. You should learn about the changes that happen with your SSI payments when you turn age 18. You should also know of changes to services that are available from Social Security and other government agencies to help you prepare for a successful transition into adulthood. The age 18 redetermination. When you turn age 18, we will review your eligibility for continued SSI payments based on the disability rules for adults. These include non-medical eligibility rules pertaining to income, resources, residency, citizenship, etc. These rules are different than the rules that were applied when you were a child. We call this review an age 18 redetermination. We will make sure that you are aware of this important change and the process for providing us with needed information. We will usually contact you within a year of turning age 18. During this review, we will send you a letter to ask for the following information about your disability: names of any medicines, hospital stays and surgeries, visits to doctors and clinics, work activity, counseling and therapy, schools and special classes or tutoring, teachers and counselors who have knowledge of your condition. Doctors and other trained staff will decide if your impairment or impairments meet the qualifying disability rules for adults. Our disability rules for adults are different from our qualifying disability rules for children. Historically, about one-third of children lose their SSI eligibility following the age 18 redetermination. When we decide if you will continue to qualify for SSI, we will write to let you know about our decision. Our letter explains your right to appeal our decision. That is, ask us to look at your case again. If you want to appeal the decision, you must send a written appeal to us within 60 days from the date you receive your letter. If you appeal the decision within 10 days of receiving the letter, you can also choose to have us continue to provide SSI payments during the appeal process. For more information on the appeal process, go to www.ssa.gov/pubs/en-05-10058.pdf and read your right to question the decision we made on your claim. Publication number 05-10058. Earnings and the age 18 redetermination. The age 18 redetermination is different than filing a new application. Unlike with a new application for SSI, your earnings above the substantial gainful activity SGA level in a month will not automatically make you ineligible for SSI during your age 18 redetermination. We will make a decision about whether you meet the other medical and non-medical criteria to receive SSI. When we decide if you meet the medical criteria, we will also consider your level of functioning in your past work and what it says about your ability to work in the national economy. If you are able to work at the SGA level only because of SSI work incentives or other supports, we will consider that information in the redetermination. Visit www.ssa.gov/OACT/COLA/SGA.html to get the current year's SGA amounts, blind and non-blind amounts. You should also visit www.ssa.gov/pubs/en-05-10095.pdf and read Working While Disabled, How We Can Help. publication number 05-10095. When we review non-medical eligibility during the age 18 redetermination, we will ask for information about all of your income, including any earnings. If you use SSI work incentives and supports to help you work, we will not count some of your earnings. That will reduce your risk of losing your SSI or Medicaid because of work. However, you must tell us about your work activity no matter how little you earn. Your SSI may continue while you work if you still have a qualifying disability. As your earnings go up, the amount of your SSI will go down and may eventually stop. Even if your SSI stops, you may be able to keep your Medicaid coverage and continue working. Social Security work incentives and supports. We have work incentives that are available to help youth and adults. We also have additional information available to assist with benefits counseling and work supports. Work incentives allow you to continue receiving your SSI payments or Medicaid coverage while you work. We can give you information about our work incentives and supports, tell you when you qualify for them, and help you to use them. Some of the work incentives and supports are described below. For more information on these and other Social Security employment supports, visit www.ssa.gov/redbook and read the Red Book, a guide to work incentives and employment supports for people who have a disability under the Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, and Supplemental Security Income, SSI programs. Publication number 64-030. Continued payments, Section 301 payments. If we find that you are no longer medically eligible after the age 18 redetermination, your SSI payments usually stop. However, if you are participating in an approved program of special education, vocational rehabilitation, VR, or similar services, your benefits may continue until you stop participating in or complete the program. To qualify for continued SSI payments under Section 301, you must be participating in an appropriate VR program or similar services that began before your eligibility ends under our rules. We must review your program and decide that your continued participation in the program will likely result in you no longer receiving disability benefits. Examples of appropriate programs may include an individualized education program, IEP, for youth aged 18 through 21, a VR agency using an individualized plan for employment, support services using an individualized written employment plan, a written service plan with a school under Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act, an approved plan to achieve self-support PASS. Student Earned Income Exclusion, SEIE. Are you working or planning to work? The SEIE allows youth under age 22 who are regularly attending school to have some of their earnings excluded from their countable income when determining SSI eligibility and payment. The amount we can exclude generally increases each year. To find the current amount we can exclude, visit www.ssa.gov/pubs/en-05-10095.pdf and read Working While Disabled, How We Can Help. Publication number 05-10095. This means that earnings up to these limits will not change SSI payment amounts. The SEIE is available to you if you are participating in any of the following. Grade 7 through 12 for at least 12 hours a week. Under certain circumstances, homeschooling meeting the homeschooling laws of the state or jurisdiction where you live, online schooling authorized by the laws of the state where the online school is located, a college or university for at least 8 hours a week under a semester or quarter system, a training course to prepare for employment for at least 12 hours a week or 15 hours a week if the course involves shop practice, a transition program preparing you for employment while you receive special education services. Any of the above for less time for reasons beyond your control, such as illness, the SEIE is available during school vacations if you attend classes regularly just before and after the school vacation. You must let us know. Make sure to let us know if you are attending school and working so we can apply this work incentive to your earnings. For more information about your responsibilities, when you work, and how to let us know, visit www.ssa.gov/redbook and read the Red Book, a guide to work incentives and employment supports for people who have a disability under the Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, and Supplemental Security Income, SSI programs, publication number 64-030. Plan to achieve self-support pass. A pass is a written plan for your future. A pass allows you to set aside income and resources for a specified period of time so that you may reach a work goal that will reduce your SSI payments. For example, you could set aside some of your earnings to pay expenses for education, vocational training, starting a business, or other expenses related to achieving your work goal. If you have a pass, you may also qualify for continued SSI payments under Section 301. Social Security must approve your pass. You can locate the pass specialist for your area by visiting www.ssa.gov/disabilityresearch/wi/passcadre.htm. For more information about PASS, read our publication, Working While Disabled, a guide to plans for achieving self-support, publication number 05-11017, or visit www.ssa.gov/pubs/en-05-11017.pdf. You can also visit www.ssa.gov/redbook and read the Red Book, a guide to work incentives and employment supports for people who have a disability under the Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, and Supplemental Security Income, SSI programs, publication number 64-030. Work Incentives, Planning, and Assistance, WIPA. Beginning at age 14, WIPA projects provide information and benefits counseling to help you understand how work and earnings can affect your benefits. To learn more about work incentives and to locate the WIPA project serving your area, contact the Ticket to Work helpline at 1-866-968-7842, TTY 1-866-833-2967, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit choosework.ssa.gov/find help to find information on WIPA projects. Protection and advocacy for beneficiaries of Social Security, PABSS. PABSS organizations work to protect the legal rights of Social Security disability beneficiaries who want to work. PABSS organizations work with youth in transition to identify and remove barriers to employment and independence. These organizations can provide information about obtaining VR services. To locate the PABSS organization in your state, contact the Ticket to Work helpline at 1-866-968-7842, TTY 1-866-833-2967, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit www.choosework.ssa.gov/find help to locate your PABSS organization. Grants and scholarships. You may be planning to continue your education in college or in vocational or technical school, and you may get grants, scholarships, fellowships, or gifts. As long as these items are used or are set aside to be used at a future date, to pay for necessary educational expenses at any educational institution, including vocational and technical schools. We do not count them as income when we figure your SSI payments. We do not count them as a resource for 9 months when we figure your SSI payments. However, these income and resource exclusions do not apply to any portion set aside or actually used for food or shelter. In addition, when we figure SSI payments, we do not count all student financial assistance received under Title IV of the Higher Education Act of 1965, including the following: Pell Grants, Federal Plus Loans, Perkins Loans, Stafford Loans, Ford Loans, Work Study Programs, Bureau of Indian Affairs Student Assistance Programs, Achieving a Better Life Experience ABLE Account. An ABLE account is a tax-advantaged savings account for a person with a disability. You can use an ABLE account to save funds for many disability-related expenses. Anyone, including the account owner, family, and friends, can contribute to the ABLE account. The account owner of an ABLE account must meet one of the following: be receiving SSI based on disability or blindness that began before age 26, be in SSI suspense due solely to excess income or resources, and otherwise be eligible for SSI based on disability or blindness that began before age 26, be receiving disability insurance benefits, childhood disability benefits, or surviving spouse's benefits based on disability or blindness that occurred before age 26. Have a certification that disability or blindness occurred before age 26. Have conditions on Social Security's list of compassionate allowances conditions which are deemed to meet the requirements for a disability certification if the condition was present and produced marked and severe functional limitations before the date on which the person attained age 26. The money that you have in your ABLE account, up to and including $100,000, does not count as a resource under SSI rules. You can use money in an ABLE account to pay for certain qualified disability expenses, such as those for education, housing, transportation, employment training, employment support, assistive technology, and related services. To learn more about ABLE accounts, please visit the Internal Revenue Service's website at www.irs.gov/government-entities/federal-state-local-governments/ABLE-accounts-tax-benefit-for-people-with-disabilities. Please note, Social Security provides this section as a courtesy to help notify you of ABLE accounts. However, Social Security is not affiliated with and does not endorse any ABLE account provider or its services. National and community supports from programs other than Social Security. There are many other free or low-cost supports and programs available that can help you prepare for your transition to adulthood. Many of these are available in the areas of health, education, finance, and employment. If you have not already done so, we encourage you to contact your local school district. Services may be available to you through the school system. Ask about an IEP or a Section 504 plan. Get to Where You Want to Go is a resource guide produced by the Wisconsin Division of Vocational Rehabilitation that provides tips and resources to help plan for adulthood and life after high school. Visit www.beforeage18.org to get information. Parent centers funded by the U.S. Department of Education help families with children and youth with special needs from birth to age 26. You can find out about services for school-aged children, therapy, local policies, transportation, early intervention, programs for babies and toddlers, and much more. Visit www.parentcenterhub.org/find-your-center/ to find a parent center in your state. Family-to-family health information centers are funded by the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration. They provide information, education, and peer support to families of children with special health care needs. CYCHCN. Visit https://familyvoices.org/LFPP/F2FS/ to find an information center which serves your state, territory, or tribal community. The U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration provides financial assistance to all states and jurisdictions for the development of certain service systems. These systems may provide health services for mothers, infants, and children. These include children and older youth with special health care needs and their families. Visit https://mchb.tvisdata.hrsa.gov/home to get more information about state program contacts. State VR agencies help youth transition to adulthood. Visit www.2.ed.gov/about/contacts/state/index.html to find your state VR agency. There are programs offering help with health care costs, assessments, and treatments for youth, young adults, and their family members. Upon turning 18, you may be eligible to keep your current health insurance, or you may need to find other health insurance. To find programs in your state offering help with health care costs, assessments, and treatment, visit www.hrsa.gov or call 1-800-311-2229, Spanish 1-800-504-7081. You can find a low-cost, affordable health care center by visiting www.hrsa.gov/index.html online. To get health insurance through a health insurance marketplace, visit localhelp.healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. GOT Transition is a federally funded resource center that provides information and resources to help with the transition from pediatric to adult health care, particularly for youth with disabilities. Visit www.gottransition.org for more information. If you have questions about health insurance for youth or want to apply, contact 1-877-KIDS now, 1-877-543-7669, to connect to an agency in your state. In addition, you can contact your state's family-to-family health information center funded by the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration. Visit https://familyvoices.org/NCFPP/ to find a center in your state. You may apply for Medicaid through your state's Medicaid agency. Visit www.medicaid.gov/about-us/contact-us/contact-state-page.html. Neighborhood Navigator Tool is a resource application created by the American Academy of Family Physicians. This interactive tool can support referrals from doctors, service providers, counselors, families, and caregivers. Visit the Neighborhood Navigator tool online at www.familydoctor.org/neighborhood-navigator to get information on thousands of local social services. These services can assist with needs like childcare, housing, transportation, employment, and legal services. The Catalyst Center at Boston University is funded by the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration. Each month, they publish a newsletter and infographic on financing of care, including Medicaid for children and youth with special health care needs and their families. Visit www.ciswh.org online and search for infographic, Medicaid and children, and youth with special health care needs. American Job Centers, one-stop centers, offer free education, employment, and training services to help job seekers. You can find lists of job openings, use computers with internet access to search for jobs, and get help writing your resume. You can talk to career counselors about career options and learn about education and training for a new career. To find the nearest American Job Center, go online to America's Service Locator at www.servicelocator.org or call the toll-free helpline at 1-877-US2-JOBS, 1-877-872-5627. MyMoney.gov provides financial information on a variety of topics, including how to earn, save, and invest, protect, spend, and borrow. Go online to www.mymoney.gov to learn more. Hands-on Banking is a program available in both English and Spanish. It teaches people at all stages of life about the basics of responsible money management. These basics include how to create a budget, save and invest, borrow responsibly, buy a home, and establish a small business. Visit www.handsonbanking.org to get more information. Youth Build engages young people to rebuild their communities and their lives by providing pathways to education, employment, or training. Visit www.youthbuild.org to get information on Youth Build. Think College is a national organization focused on developing, expanding, and improving research and practice in inclusive higher education for students with intellectual disabilities. Visit the website at thinkcollege.net to learn about 200 college programs for students with intellectual disabilities. These programs include those that have the Comprehensive Transition and Post-Secondary Program designation from the U.S. Department of Education. Social Security is not endorsing any particular non-federal government organization or program or the employees thereof by listing the organization or program in this publication. We include the names and contact information for organizations or programs only as a convenience to you. For additional information directed to our youth audience to assist them with making a successful transition into adulthood, please visit the Youth Toolkit at www.ssa.gov/youth-online. Contacting us. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services. There are several things you can do online. Apply for most types of benefits. Start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card. Find publications and get answers to frequently asked questions. When you open a personal My Social Security account, you have more capabilities. You can review your Social Security statement, verify your earnings, and get estimates of future benefits. You can also print a benefit verification letter and get a replacement SSA-1099/1042S. Access to your personal My Social Security account may be limited for users outside the United States. If you don't have access to the internet, We offer many automated services by telephone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may not need to speak with a representative. If you need to speak with someone, call us toll free at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number 1-800-325-0778 if you're deaf or hard of hearing. A member of our staff can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month.